Loop Recorder X-Plant, implanted device just beneath the skin that monitors your heart rhythm continuously for up to 3 years. Please remember procedure times are approximate. Expect a possible delay. Report to the ambulatory surgery waiting room located on the east side of the hospital. Parking is available at 10th and Asher Street. Prior to procedure, are you taking Coumadin, Xarelto, Pradaxa, or Eliquis? If you are on one of these anticoagulants, it must be held 2 to 4 days prior to your procedure. Please check with your surgeon for instructions. If you're currently taking any of the following medications, you can continue these prior to the procedure. Aspirin, Plavix, Brilinta, Effient, Agranox. You can have a light breakfast the morning of the procedure. Take your regular scheduled medications the morning of the procedure. Bring a list of your current medications. Shower and bathe before coming to the hospital and remove any nail polish. Leave your jewelry and valuables at home. Other items will be given to your family to hold on to. If you have to reschedule, please contact our office at 573-308-1301 before the day of the procedure. Steps from arrival to discharge. Check in at the ambulatory surgery waiting room and complete the necessary paperwork. You will be taken to a room in ambulatory surgery. Your family can accompany you. A gown will be provided for you to wear. All undergarments will need to be removed. Your clothing and personal articles will be placed in a bag and given to your family. You will be asked to read and sign a consent form for your procedure. Your temperature, pulse, blood pressure, and weight will be checked. You will be transported to the cardiac cath lab by stretcher. Your family will wait in the cath lab waiting room. Following your procedure, you will be taken to the recovery room for approximately 1 to 2 hours. You will remain there until you can be safely discharged. Some criteria for discharge: stable vital signs, tolerating clear liquids, no evidence of complications. Written discharge instructions will be given and discussed with you. Questions are always encouraged. Return to normal activity is tolerated with the following restrictions. Do not lift anything heavier than a gallon of milk with affected arm for 1 week. You can still exercise. It is good for your body and your heart. Talk with your physician about an exercise plan and the types of exercises that you are able to complete while the incision site is healing. You may resume your diet as tolerated and as prescribed by your physician. Wound care and dressing. Pressure dressing. Leave this dressing on for 24 hours, then it may be removed. Staples. Keep clean and dry for 24 to 48 hours after the procedure, then you may wash with soap and water gently, then pat dry. The nurse will remove staples at your wound check appointment. Follow-up. Contact your cardiologist office at 573-308-1301 to set up your 1 week follow-up wound check. Contact your cardiologist for any of the following: fever above 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit or fever lasting longer than 2 days. Watch for signs of infection that might include redness, swelling, drainage, or warmth at the incision site. Your incision site is not healing or your incision separates or opens.